Did you know that there are over 100 dating methods that evolutionary scientists can use to determine the age of the Earth? But as our host, Paul Taylor, explains on today's Creation Moment, they avoid all methods that give a young date.
How old is the universe? Evolutionary scientists talk about how radiometric dating methods prove the universe and Earth are billions of years old. Let's look at all the methods scientists could use. There are well over 100 methods available. There are thousands of scientists who prefer other methods that offer younger ages for our world and universe. Those few methods, out of over 100, that evolutionists prefer are not very exact. Sometimes evolutionists will actually get a negative age for something using one of their preferred methods. In other words, the same method that shows some object is a billion years old may show that some other object doesn't even exist yet. The fact is, more dating methods prove, just as scientifically, that the world is less than 500 years old than prove it is more than a billion years old. Of over 100 methods we know of, giving results of anywhere from 100 years to billions of years, 15% of all methods give a date of between 6,000 and 10,000 years for the age of the universe. That's a very powerful statistical argument for a young creation. We Christians should not allow evolutionists to intimidate us with scientific mumbo-jumbo. Our faith is in the Bible that God has given us. Those who promote evolution have their faith in their own reasoning abilities. The origins debate is religious. The religion revealed by God is challenging, head-to-head, another religion. That other religion, evolution, was hatched in some little human mind.
If you enjoyed listening to today's Creation Moment, you can download, print, and share hundreds of free church bulletin inserts that are based on these programs. Each one is illustrated and is great for homeschoolers. You'll find them and much more at creationmoments.com.